From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
St. Vincent's opposition leader speaks out on alleged government victimization of poorly paid workers. The US Navy is to resume bombing practice on the Puerto Rican island of Vieques, and an Amnesty report highlights the state of human rights in the region. I'm Karen Weir, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The leader of the opposition in St. Vincent and the Grenadines has been defending his decision to call on the government to stop victimising workers who support his party. Last night, the former chairman of the Organisation in Defence of Democracy in St. Vincent said that the accusation was a red herring. But Arnhem Eustace, leader of the New Democratic Party, told me that he's filed a motion in Parliament after what he claims is the sacking of low-paid public sector workers who are opposition supporters.
People who clean the sides of the roads, trim overhanging branches, clean drains, and things of that sort. A number of them have been dismissed, and it's a systematic thing almost every day now.
But what evidence do you have to support this?
Well, I have the names. I have the names of the persons, where they work and how long they work.
Some people say that the recent sackings were because of incompetence.
Well, what's incompetence? We're talking about cleaning drains and cutting the sides of the roads. Those who got letters... The letters don't speak of him.